And we'll get back to talking about the brain and how it works and all that with our guest in just a moment here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. We are now joined by Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. She's also on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. She's on LinkedIn, and you can reach her at 805-963-0842. And we're already halfway through the month of January. Good grief. 2014 went by like a shot, and we're now whipping through January. But we've got quite a week ahead of us. Talk to us a little bit about that, Beth.
We really do. This is a lot of things happening at one time, and it's, again, it may feel a little bit like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, but hang on and hang in there, and really awesome things can happen. The first couple of big changes is it is both a new sun and a new moon on Tuesday, the 20th. Both the sun and the moon move into the sign of Aquarius, and Aquarius is the sign of a change agent. You know, Aquarius is the one who brings the future, ready or not, you know, and so at this point in time, especially with the retrograde happening on Wednesday the 21st, the very next day, you know, don't resist changes. You know, these are, you know, you can't stem the tide. You really have to just roll with it. And so I really advise people this week to slow down, to underschedule, to leave a little early before appointments, confirm appointments to make sure they're still happening and there haven't been changes. You know, be very slow and clear and deliberate and concise in your communications. You know, this is a really, it's a time of new beginnings and a time of great change.
You know, we go through this cycle every year.
Yes.
But we don't always have this. We don't always have a number of converging events at the same time. Sometimes we do
in January.
In January, yeah.
Yeah, we have them several times during the year, but it's not always that we have them right out of the gate at the new year.
Yeah.
And January can be such a jolt for a lot of people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've made these New Year's goals and resolutions. We're about the middle of January, we first start to notice where those things are easy and where we maybe need some more support or more clarity.
Yeah.
Plus there's all that, you know, the bills from Christmas come due, you know, and we have to start thinking about our taxes and whatnot. And so,
yeah.
You know, things get very real very quickly in January, and it may be on a faster track than normal this year.
And I have to say that in thinking about this, if one were to actually spend some time to truly design a proper calendar, and I'm not talking about changing the number of days or the months of the year and those kinds of things, but I would move, because we talked about this at the beginning of the month in terms of new beginnings, you know, finish old projects before the new year if you can, or at least here we are at the beginning of January, middle of January, try to finish those projects and so forth. And I'm thinking, okay, well, shouldn't we do the same thing as far as our calendar? I would have moved January 1st to the spring equinox, because to me that speaks of new growth, rebirth, and those kinds of things.
Well, this is kind of the precursor.
Yeah.
You know, before there's the doing,
mm-hmm.
there's the vision. And Aquarius is the visionary. Aquarius is the seer. And so a lot of times this time of year, I think where people struggle is they may be premature in some of their actions. They've made, let's say, the New Year's resolution to drop 15 pounds or whatever, but they haven't, like, lined it out and really analyzed what that's going to involve. All right, I need to change these eating behaviors. I need to change these exercise behaviors.
Yeah.
I need to change how I manage my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are going to involve 16 other things. So
Yeah. Technically,
I think this is still kind of the time where we're visioning what we want and we're getting clearer on what our action plan for the year is going to look like.
I have to say that I made a shift at the end of last year, 2014, where I started to speak differently regarding my, because people are well aware, because I've mentioned it before, my observations of others on the roadways. And it used to be, oh, you idiot, why did you do that? That was really stupid, da 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 da. And then I got to thinking, why don't you turn that around instead of, attacking them, why don't you give yourself the being grateful for being aware enough to have avoided a possible incident or accident?
And that's brilliant. That's a classic example. And then the next step is letting go of the need to control externals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because as long as there are humans driving cars, there's going to be people doing that.
Yeah.
That's part of this gig.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we, you know, you have more important things to put your attention to.
Exactly. You're available through your website. I like to call it 2.0. It's Beth
2.0.
McDonald, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, as well as on LinkedIn. You're also on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting and 805-963-0842. And we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.